Nimi's in the Daf Yomi, Gemara Brachos, Daf Nun Ches. So, Gemara is in the middle of many Agaritas, and it's talking about, multitudes of Jewish people, large amounts. And the Gemara says the following, quotes the Pasuk, Ishbi me Shaul Zachin Baba Anashim, that there was a man in the days of Shaul who was old, and he's Baba Anashim, he comes with a lot of men. Amar Rava, v'itema Rav Zvid, v'itema Rav Oshia. Either Rava or Rav Zvid or Rav Oshia said, right? I think you could even say there's a remez in there that Rava, Zvid, and Oshia was at Raza, which is a secret, because there's a big sod coming here. Ze Yishai Avi David Sheyatza Be'uchlusa. This pasuk is referring to Yishai, the father of David, that he went out with Uchlusa, which is, right, a riboy of 600,000 people. A multitude, v'nechnas b'chlusa, and he goes in with a b'chlusa, and v'darish b'chlusa, and he goes in, and he's there, and he learned Torah, and he taught Torah with an b'chlusa. When it says, Tana ein b'chlusa b'chlus m'shishim riba, right, the b'chlusa multitude is not anything less than 600,000 people. So this is obviously a big kavod, and it's talking about a deep concept of a beautiful maila to Yishai, the father of David, David ben Yishai, in terms of who he was. And really, we have other Gemaras that say this, right? The Gemara in Shabbos says that Yishai is one of the four people that died, Bidr Shal Nachash, that they died without any sins. And there's a Gemara that says that that Yishai is one of the Nesichei Adam. He's like the princes. Everyone famously knows the Zion Roim, the seven shepherds, right? But there's also Shmona Nesichim. There's eight princes. So to explain what's going on with Yishai, so Rav Itchemeyer Morgenstern in his Shares Yaakov quotes from the Baal Tanya and Torah Or that the concept of the Ches Nesichei Adam is what's called the Makifim. Makifim are oros, or lights, are spiritual forces that kind of surround something. There's two ways that a spiritual force could interact with, a madriga lower than it. It could either enter it and be machnes into it, and that's called oros panimim. It's, illuminates it from the inside, or it's oros makifim, which is kind of like an aura. It's a hovering light around it. And there's two different ways to be mashpia, right? In general, somebody can, enter into the pits and be mashpia like that, that someone could go down and meet, the person they're trying to be mashpia on their level. Let's say a Rebbe to a Talmud, a Rebbe could go down into where the Talmud is and go down to his level and explain it to him there and break it up piece by piece. Or a Rebbe could be an example, and the Rebbe could, kind of be hovering over the Talmud and be something aspirational for the Talmud. And that's Oros Makifin, that, we're drawn to those things that are surrounding us that are always constantly just out of our reach. So if Yishai is one of the Nesichim, based off this teaching from the Baal Tanya, he's one of these Oros Makifin. He's something, constantly a little bit out of reach, who's mashpira the Jewish people by being a little bit greater. And this actually makes sense with the concept that we said that he never sinned, meaning he's a paradigm of what it means to live a sinless life and to be able to go to the next world, Be'itav Shal Nachash. So based off this concept, we could actually understand the last Mishnah in Shas, in Shas Mishnayis, that also the Kodesh Baruch Hu lahan chalachot tzadik v'tzadik shay olamos, that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be hancho, is going to give over in the Nachla, he's going to give over an inheritance, 310, Shail almost, 310 worlds. As the Pasuk says, Shenemar lahanchel la'ohava yesh, to give over inheritance to my beloved ones, yesh. So yesh is the osios of Shai, of Shin Yud, which is 310. So it's brought down in the Sfarim that 310, that the yesh and the Shai are actually what happens when you take Keser and you split it. Keser is Gematria 620. Keser is the highest madriga. Keser is the ultimate goal to, receive the Keser Shal Torah and the Keser Shal Mulucha and the Keser Shal Kahuna, to receive and the Keser Shem Tov, to receive all the Kesarim, which Rabbeinu came down with the Keser, and obviously to provide a Keser Kiviyachal for Hashem, like we do in Musaf on Shabbos, right? Keser Yitnu L'cha Hashem Elokeinu. So Keser is the highest madriga. And if we split the Keser, right, in half, we get 310, we get Shai, or Yesh. And that's the two madrigos of these tzaddikim that we spoke about. That's what the Mishnah says. that we, you know, the last level are going to be lahanchil kol tzaddik v'tzaddik. Going to be, we're going to give over inheritance to each and every tzaddik. Shai lamos, as the pasuk says, lahanchil lo hava yesh. So shai and yesh. Shai and yesh are both three times. There are two aspects of keser when you split it. One of them has the yud in front and the shin on the bottom. One of them has the shin in front and the yud on the bottom, because there's two ways of being mashpia. There's being mashpia by being above and, you know, having everything rise up to that solidified point. Or there's the way of hashpa of going down and entering in. And that's what it means, chol tzaddik v'tzaddik. There's two types of tzaddikim. The tzaddik that's mashpia be'oros makifin and surrounding lights and a way of influence, you know, kind of a removed influence. And there's tzaddikim that influence by going straight out into the center. And that's specifically why Yishai is right. Could also be Yesh Shai, right? That it's both. That he embodied both. Why? Because Yishai, who was one of the Ches Nesichim, was the father of David, who was one of the Zion Roam, the seven shepherds. The Zion Roam are all the Oros Panimim. Those are the ones who knew how to Mashpia, came down to the Jewish level and did it. Like Moshe Rabbeinu came down and taught the Jewish people. David HaMelech came down and was with the people. And right, the Gemara says that David HaMelech taught the Jewish people that there's a concept of sinning, of tshuva from a sin. I mean, he went down to their level and he showed them. And that's what David HaMelech is. So Yishai, who's the father of David, he has this ability to, you know, understand both. And in some ways you can look at the paradigm and say, it's David ben Yishai. There's two ways you can be influenced by David ben Yishai. By a David, by a guy who's living in this world, person who we learned earlier in the Masechta that he's telling Hashem he doesn't have time to do anything right because he's too busy. You know, his hands are filled with looking at Nidos and looking at Maris and looking, you know, they're filled with blood because he's trying to be master Jewish people and he's dealing with very Olam Hazadik things. Or we can look at Yishai, who's this, you know, lofty figure who here we see that every time he goes anywhere, he had a multitude of Jews with him. Obviously, did he always have a multitude of Jews with him? You know, in Pshat, that's not necessarily likely, but we know that, you know, the concept of 600,000 is actually what we say the 600,000 Osios in the Torah. And we say the 600,000 Neshamos from the Jewish people. In fact, Yisrael, the word Yisrael, Jew, right, Israelite, is a notrikon for Yesh Shishim Riboy Osios La Torah, that there are 600,000 Osios of the Torah, right? Because there are 600,000 Jewish Neshamos that correspond to the 600,000 Osios of the Torah. And that's, we each have our own chelik in Torah. So Yishai, somebody who understood how to be Mashpi and Oros Makifin. Oros Makifin are surrounding everything in a way that they encompass it all. If a light is surrounding you, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu was being described as Masaviv Kolam, if someone surrounded the whole world, that means that every part of that world is in it. That all 600,000 Jews are going to be, you know, Nichlal in that aspect. When something's a Pnimius, when something's Mamalik Kolam, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is described as entering into the world, so then each and every interaction is judged uniquely. So Yishai was this person who embodies Masaviv Kolam, right, and he embodies the Midah Hashem of Oros Makifin, of lights that, you know, give Hashpa'a through surrounding. He's going to be, everything he does is going to be considered as if the entire 600,000, you know, multitude of Jewish people come with him, because he's the full package. And that's what it means, right, that Yesh and Shai is Yishai. And those are the two types of Tzadik v'Tzadik, right, that Hashem is going to be Harchel Shai Alamos to each of them, and ultimately bring back the Keser. Just 620.